I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. Recently, I visited the Springfield Museum of Art and spoke with their executive director, Jessamy Jones. How long have you been the executive director of this museum?
I started January 20th of 2020, 7 weeks before the pandemic started. So I have been here for about 4.5 years now.
So that was perfect timing.
Yes, that was a really exciting time and surprising time to come in as a first-time museum director. I've been working in the museum field for 20 years. Coming into this job, I asked a lot of colleagues, you know, what should I be aware of as a first-time director? What should I be prepared for? And I had lots of great advice, but no one told me how to prepare for a pandemic. So
how did you survive that?
Well, luckily, I had a lot of great support with our staff here and our board. So everyone was there. I felt fully supported. And then also just talking to colleagues, talking to folks who were at different museums, looking at resources online, and really just trying to figure out how can we take this moment, pause, how do we think about ourselves as an art museum and what role can we play as an art museum during a pandemic? So it was a lot of trial and error. And I used the analogy that early on, I thought we were running a sprint, right? We just need to get through the next 2 weeks or the next month or two. Partway through, we realized we weren't running a sprint, we were running a marathon. And so there's a lot of exhaustion that comes with that, but we made it through and we're at a fantastic place now.
And recently you've made some major renovations to this building. Tell me about how you've improved the gallery space and workspace here.
It's a very exciting time at the museum. We just completed our first major renovation at the Springfield Museum of Art in 30 years. So we renovated the original North Wing. It was built in the late 60s, added to in the early 70s. And as happens over years, over decades with a building, it had been changed, different spaces had been cut up into smaller spaces. And really, it just needed a lot of TLC. So luckily, we were going through this. A campaign was planned to raise funds to do several things. We broke ground on March 23rd of 2023 and then opened up the renovation on January 27th of 2024. So we stayed on time and on budget. There were some major goals with the renovation. One was to better connect the two parts of the building. So for a long time, the museum had been referred to as the school side and the museum side. And what we really wanted to do with this renovation was to unify the two sides of the building. It is really one museum and we're all housed underneath it. The second was to better connect the museum, the inside of the museum, with the beautiful outside park setting that we have here being situated in Veterans Park. And then the other part was really to create a more usable and flexible and beautiful building for our entire community to gather. And so many people think we added on during the renovation. We actually reduced the facility by 30%. We took off the front 4,000 square feet of the building. We made the spaces bigger inside. And so now we have three studios. We've doubled our gallery space on that side of the building and made a new event space as well. So it's exciting.
You just gave me a quick tour of some of the gallery exhibits. Tell me more about some of the permanent collection pieces you have.
This was a really exciting opportunity for us as we open the new North Wing. We have 2,000 objects in our collection, and at any point, we, like most art museums, have 95%+ of our collection in our collection storage area. So that means 95% of our collection is not being seen by the public. One of the things that we did with this first gallery installation in the renovation was get a lot of work out of our collection. And so when you first walk into the new space, we have an installation of portraits from the gallery. So we created a new diversity, equity, and inclusion statement, and it starts that we believe art belongs to all people. And so as you walk into the new space, we want it to be filled with lots of different types of faces. We also have a whole installation that is really just about animals. So we have a lot of classes over on that side. We know a lot of families are coming in. And so we put up artwork that's about all of the different animals that we have in our collection. And we have some prompts and some questions to help visitors have some ideas on not just looking at the artwork, but how to engage with it. And then we have another section that's about art and geometry. We have several great works of art in our collection that really deal with line and shape and geometry. And so we wanted to get those out. They're really fun, and many of them haven't been seen for quite a while.
You can get more information about the Springfield Museum of Art by visiting their website, springfieldart.net. On an upcoming edition of Arts Focus, we'll hear more from Jessamy Jones, the executive director of the Springfield Museum of Art, about current exhibits at the museum. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.